just like to point out that he didn't break a single string.
So is it something like that cause a higher than the average instance of string breakdown?
Sorry?
Using those that much.
Does that cause string breakdown? No, I can't say that I've broken a lot of strings doing that. I don't know. I think if the slots are good, if the slots are not, don't have burrs in them, it works pretty good. Have you noticed that, Bill? Have you noticed?
I haven't noticed excess string breakage.
So that's a no.
As long as the slots in the bridge and the nut are cut properly, it should be a problem.
Right.
I think you and I are online here. Right. And then we're going to get Eric after that. Hey, everybody. This is Ryan Kavanaugh, if you haven't noticed.
I have a funny story about how I met Bill Keith. I met Bill Keith at a Gray Box in 1997 when it was on some godforsaken mountain. Some stormy mountain. I don't even remember. I remember my parents commissioned my I have an uncle that volunteered to bring me up there so he could hold court in a campsite and drink beer. And I got separated from him. Now, this man was extremely overweight. He wore black Velcro shoes with black crew socks, a Harley Davidson shirt. He had a mullet, and he wore an Abe Lincoln top hat with a parrot feather in it. I didn't know where this man was until I saw a teepee on the horizon. And at this teepee, I found my mother's delinquent brother trying to harass this man at this teepee about his teepee. And I showed up and I didn't know who Bill Keith was. I would have known who he was if he looked like the man on the tuner box, because I hadn't seen a picture of him in years. And he said to me, "Are you related to this guy?" I said, "Yeah, I'm related to this guy." He goes, "Well, get him the hell out of here. He's driving me nuts." And I looked at my uncle and I said, "Get the hell out of here. You're driving this guy nuts." So I sat down and I played banjo. I recognized a friend of mine who was my age at the time. He was 17. He was playing jazz standards with this man at the teepee. So I sat down and I'd been working on Satin Doll and Autumn Leaves. And we sat there and played it for hours until my friend left and it was just me and Bill. And I was like, "You know, I should probably leave right now. Thanks for sitting here for like 2 hours and playing nothing but Autumn Leaves with me. Who are you, man?" He's like, "I'm Bill Keith." And I was like, "Holy shit, you're Bill Keith." Cool. I hung out for another 2 hours and we've been friends ever since. He's been a great proponent of whenever I came up with some weird technique thing to do on the banjo, or I was like, "This isn't like Bela or how you do it," he was like, no, you need to keep doing that." So it was really nice to have that kind of motivation from the banjo Jedi Master. So it's great to be here. Thank you very much. Bella and I are going to surprise Bill with this tune. This is one of my favorites when I was like 14. I thought it was amazing.